Hello, I'm Joshua Cade, and this is Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and the Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale histories, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today, in our final portion of the series with Mr. Robert Holloway, he discusses the 1966 flood.
I also remember the flood of 1966. I was working for Slitz Brewery, and we were out, my girlfriend and another girl, and we had drank a little beer on Highway 80 there at one of the honky-tonks and dancing, and we got ready to leave, and it was probably 12 o'clock. We came out and got in the car and were going to Kilgore to take the girls home. And anyway, while we were in the beer joint, a couple of guys came in and then they came over and sat with us and dancing with the girls. And so when we got ready to go, we started to leave, and the highway patrol said we can't go towards Kilgore. So I went over on the loop, and it wasn't finished yet, and the car died. There were six of us in it. I was trying to take the girls home, and the car washed off the road, and I washed off the road, and we wound up in a tree all night. And in our group, there was two drowned, one of my girlfriend's best friends, and then this guy that was came over and sat with us. He was from out of town, and he'd gotten a job basketball coach at some either Kilgore College or Kilgore High School. Anyway, he drowned, and my girlfriend's best friend drowned. Never forget all that mess. So that was in 1966. With that flood, there was about 11 people drowned that year, and it was a bad thing. So that was an experience I don't ever want to have again.
I thought I was dead. I was washed off first, and then the car came after me.